A lot of chatter out there is that risk assets are trading back up on the positive updates around coronavirus, mainly that U.S. COVID cases fell for the sixth consecutive day. But we think it's more about Janet Yellen and the expectations around her confirmation hearing, in which she's likely to appeal to lawmakers to take advantage of the low interest rate environment and act big to avert a protracted downturn that without further action risks a longer, more painful recession. The problem with this is that this is the way it's been for the past decade plus, and really, at what point does it all end? At what point do investors finally grow wary of the fact that printing money out of thin air at such aggressive rates for such an extended period of time also poses intense downside risk that may just be more dire than the downside risk associated with not continuing to perpetuate the madness? Right now, investors continue to buy into the strategy of printing more to keep risk sentiment bolstered and stocks running higher. And so we're seeing this latest dip bought back up and the US dollar right back under pressure as a consequence. Updates around the coronavirus and fallout from the Yellen hearing should continue to drive markets for the remainder of the day. There is no first-tier economic data on the docket. That's all for now.